This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be the curious type, you're in for a treat. Starting Saturday, you're going to be able to find out where your steak was born. New labeling rules are going to go into effect that mean the labels will have to tell us where the animal was born, where it lived, and where it died. Meat packers aren't all that happy about the rule, but really, are the rest of us even going to notice? From Chicago Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Your ribeye may be a dual citizen. It's not unusual for cattle to be born in Mexico, then shipped to the U.S. to be fattened up and then slaughtered at a processing plant here. For the last few years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has required anybody selling you a binational pork chop to disclose that. The label may say, product of the U.S. and Mexico. Canada and Mexico complained to the World Trade Organization that the old rules essentially discriminated against their ranchers and farmers. WTO agreed. The new rules upped the ante. Now there are more details and specific language. Eric Lieberman is a lawyer for the Food Marketing Institute, which represents supermarkets. He says the new rules place burdens on grocers, and he's not wild about the language.
Slaughtered is unappetizing.
Oh, but they could use harvested instead.
Harvested isn't much better, to be honest.
Jason Lusk is an agricultural economist at Oklahoma State University. He says there's not a lot of evidence we'll actually pay more for U.S.-born and raised and killed meat.
Consumers say they want information on labeling. But when you observe behavior in the marketplace, you just don't see that same desire translated into dollars when people are shopping.
Even if new labels are more prominent, they probably won't affect shopping for Thanksgiving dinner. They hit beef, chicken, pork, lamb, and goat. But turkey gets a pass. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.